It's time for Rhema for Today.
I remember one person said that this scripture meant that Christ took the sicknesses of the people who lived in that time, but it doesn't apply to us today. Now, he did take their sicknesses. He bore their sicknesses, but not ours. And I thought to myself, and I read that, well, according to his argument, then he only bore those people's sins. He didn't bear ours. Amen. See? Well, that kind of thinking wouldn't hold water.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, recognizing roadblocks to healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Oh, we're glad to see you back. Well, she said, I haven't been anywhere. What do you mean glad to see me back? I haven't been anywhere. What is that, the last three nights? When the air raid siren sounds and the bombs come over, the planes come over and the bombs are falling. You haven't been going to the air raid shelter because we're there and you're not there. What do you do? Oh, she said, I just stay home in bed and sleep. Well, they said, aren't you afraid? No, she said, I was reading in the Bible the other day about God that he neither slumbers nor sleeps, and I decided wasn't in need of he and I both staying awake. Hallelujah. Well, I read in the Bible that himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. I decided wasn't in need of he and I both doing it. And I've been free ever since then. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. When I discovered that Christ himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, I decided there wasn't any need of both of us to bear them. No need. He did it that I might be free. Therefore, why pray if it be thy will? The Bible states that it is his will. Hallelujah. Now, most people who do not believe in divine healing or who are opponents of divine healing, stay away from this scripture here, Matthew 8:17. See, they always say, yeah, but now you remember this. Paul told Timothy to drink a little wine for his stomach's sake and often infirmities. Well, that don't do away with this scripture. I said, that doesn't do away with this scripture, does it?
No.
Amen. Amen. I might say to someone, I do sometimes. Actually, when the kids was little, they're out playing, skint their knee. I said, well, just put a little methylate on that. Wasn't anything wrong with that. Wash it with soap and water. Clean it up. You leave it dirty, Well, are you listening?
Amen.
And if you've ever been over there where Timothy was, I've been there. You'll understand why he told. Do you notice? See, they don't quote all that verse. They just said Paul told Timothy to drink a little wine for his stomach's sake, his often infirmities. Now notice what he said. Read the whole verse. He told him, first of all, no longer drink water. Now, where he was, if you go there today in some of those places, they'll tell you, don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. It's bad. And you can understand why they would drink a little wine. It would, just like there in Rome, when I was in Rome, 1969. And I preached that in one of the Pentecostal churches. All the Pentecostal people will drink wine with their meal, just like we do tea or coffee. But like the missionary said to me, he said, actually, the wine that they're drinking is cheaper than water. You buy it cheaper than you can water. And it has very little alcohol content. Actually, he said, you'd have to drink a barrel of it to affect you. Well, nobody's going to drink a barrel of wine at one sitting. That's a sin. And like this missionary said to me, it's a good thing they drink it, really. He said, it'll probably have just enough alcohol contents to kill the bugs in their stomach. See, we've got different customs, and we need to realize that. It's not a matter. The Bible speaks against drunkenness and all of that. But I remember one fellow came here in the United States. I knew him myself. religious leader, and he's meeting over there with some of them, you know. And they set him right up, you know, next to the head one at the table. And this person's the most prominent person in Pentecostalism in their country. And he said, you know, here, well, we're teetotalers. And they had a little glass of wine at the table. And all of them drank it. And he said, well, I didn't. You know, I thought, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. But the member of the scripture said, you know, just eat whatever's set before. So I said, I sipped a little bit on it. And he said, this lady who was sitting at the head of the table whispered me, said, they tell me some of the saints in America drink coffee. She thought that was awful. He said, I swallowed because I was a coffee drinker. He said, yeah, dear sister, I'm sorry to tell you some of them do. Well, I see that wouldn't have bothered me because I don't drink coffee and wine either. Now, if they'd said something about tea, they might have got me. Well, you can fight small wars over these things that are unimportant, see. But you see, Timothy's wine and his stomach disorder, whatever it was, caused by the bad water, evidently, because water's mentioned there, doesn't got a thing in the world to do with Matthew 8:17. Matthew 8:17 still there.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, like I said, most folks will stay off of this verse. Matthew 8:17, himself took our infirmity to bear our sicknesses. But once in a while, some brave soul will sometimes come up with what he thinks is the answer to this scripture once and for all. I remember one person said that this scripture meant that Christ took the sicknesses of the people who lived in that time, but it doesn't apply to us today. Now, he did take their sicknesses. He bore their sicknesses, but not ours. And I thought to myself, and I read that, well, according to his argument, then he only bore those people's sins. He didn't bear ours.
Amen.
See? Well, that kind of thinking wouldn't hold water. Matthew wrote his whole gospel after Jesus died. If healing had applied to those living in Jesus' time only, Matthew would have written, himself took their infirmities and bare their sicknesses.
Amen.
Huh? But he wrote, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses because it's ours. Hallelujah. Can you say it out loud? It's ours. Say it again.
It's ours.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But he didn't write it. Himself took their infirmities and bare their sickness. He wrote it himself, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Then someone else presented the theory. And you remember what a theory is? Anybody here remember what a theory is? Some of you students have been coming. Maybe I gave you. You didn't hear my definition of a theory. You won't find the definition in a dictionary, but you write this down. It'll help you. A theory is a supposition established upon ignorance of the subject under discussion. Amen. Amen. A theory is a supposition established upon ignorance of the subject under discussion. I'll say it again for the benefit of some of you. Right. A theory is a supposition established upon ignorance of the subject under discussion. So you understand what I mean when I use the word theory then. So someone else presented the theory that this scripture, rather than referring to the past, see, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses back there then. And what he did then belongs to us now. That it's future. They said this scripture will come to pass during the millennium. That in the millennium, Because he took our infirmities and by our sickness, that we won't be sick then. Well, if that were true, however, that that means future during the millennium, that there wouldn't be any need for healing then for we who are Christians, because the curse would be lifted. Paul said that we'd all be changed. Remember 1 Corinthians 15:52? We'd all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Our bodies couldn't, we're talking about the church now, because we'll have new bodies, fashioned like unto his glorious or glorified body, and we couldn't be sick anyhow. So our bodies couldn't be plagued with sickness. Then there would be no need for this provision of healing for the church. Amen. Well, you know, God's not a fool, is he? Thank God he isn't. I mean, wouldn't it be foolish for him to provide something for us that we didn't need? So that theory don't hold water. No, thank God. Thank God. The promise belongs to us now. For we're subject to illness in this life, not the next.
Amen.
The promise that he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses belongs to us today.
Amen.
Therefore, we don't have to pray, Lord, heal me if it be thy will. His word has clearly shown us his will. So we can pray, Lord, heal me according to thy word. Hallelujah. It's mine now in Jesus' name. Let's stand up, everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll go on to some more. I want to talk some more about it, if it be thy will. Then we'll go on to some other roadblocks tomorrow.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's special radio offer. First is the complete set of 21 videos from Winter Bible Seminar 2026, all on one USB drive. This new MP4 format offers a convenient way to view these teachings. This is offered for a price of $95. Next is the 21 audio teachings from Winter Bible Seminar on a USB drive in MP3 format, offered for the price of $50. And lastly, we're offering both the video MP4s and the audio MP3s on two USB drives for $140. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema College Weekend is coming up. That's April the 10th through the 12th, right here on the Rhema campus.
Yes.
You get to attend some classes, meeting the dean, tour campus, luncheon, worship night, all kinds of things. So if you want to know what Rhema Bible Training College is all about, I would encourage you to sign up for that week.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.